You are listening to The Mahogany Says Show with hosts Mahogany Silverain and Mikkel Wilson on Blog Talk Radio. War is coming. Six kingdoms struggle for control of the world while wrestling with their demons within. Alliances are formed and lovers betrayed while leaders plot and scheme. It is a world in which fear germinates like a seed in the ground, but seeds bear fruit. And when the fruit of fear bursts from the ground, everything will change. Six kingdoms. When it's done, only one will survive to tell the tale. Fractured Glory, part of the Rise of the Dread series on Amazon by Lauren Hart and Y.D. Lamar, the prequel to Rise of the Dread series. Get your copy on Amazon. Pre-orders are available today. War is coming, and no one knows it but Gwen. He has one mission, to stop his former coven from attacking the mundane. Only then can he return to his quiet life, until he meets a beautiful time traveler with bad news about the future. That was the goal. Her presence, however, complicates everything as matters with the mundane go from bad to worse. He can't turn a blind eye to their attraction, nor can he go back to normal without a price. He must find a way to save the world and have her, too. Pandora's Kiss, an Asian male black woman time travel fantasy romance by T.D. Bond. Available on Amazon in both Kindle and paperback. Get your copy today. You are listening to The Mahogany Says Show with hosts Mahogany Silverain and Mikkel Wilson on Blog Talk Radio.
Wonder Twin Powers.
Oh, activate.
You were late. You missed your cue.
Well, darn.
Well, hello, welcome everyone to the Mahogany Says Show, the revamped Mahogany Says Show with your hosts, me, Mahogany Silverain, and Mikkel Wilson.
Yes, hello.
You may as well talk now because, like, dude, you messed it up. Like, seriously.
Really? You cannot blame me for that.
We need a countdown. Like, you know, I said, when it stopped, like, we were going to do that.
But it stopped so suddenly, it didn't have, like, the robot lady saying, hey, in a few seconds, it's going to be it.
But after I stopped talking and the music was getting ready to die, that's when you should have, like, hey, I'm in it. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That's
okay.
All right. We are the, you know, welcome, everybody. We are the Wonder Twins because, like, we do a lot of things the same way. Sometimes. We act crazy.
Totally.
So, but we have a live book review tonight, saying we got a great show. And the first book we are going to review is called Marked for Desecration, and it is part of the Games of the Underworld series.
Yes, it is.
It is, yeah, by Y.D. Lamar.
Yep.
So,
I think I've heard of her.
You should have. She was on the show last week. You remember her?
Oh, yeah. That lady. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I like her.
Yes, we love her. Okay. All right. So give me your take on it before I add mine.
Honestly, it was a new age version of Bonnie and Clyde as vampires. Ian is one of my favorite characters. I remember reading him in the earlier part of the series. Mm-hmm. And then in this book, he met his match. And they are out to... You know how they said in Dark Knight Rises when Alfred's talking to Bruce and he's like, you don't understand this guy. Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
That would be Ian involved.
That would be Ian. You're right.
Ian is
right.
All I'm going to say is if you want something that is going to have you going, oh, my God, that's one of them books right there. That's one of those books.
Yes.
What did you think of it, Twin?
I loved it. I mean, it was, like, right off the bat, there was, like, a sex scene. And then it was like, but
I think that's her calling.
Yeah, looking at the hierarchy and the family line or the bloodline to these vampires is really interesting too. So I really like how they did that, and that all this is a deadly world here that they've created, where the vampires are in charge and the human are pretty much like farmed out, and they like they breed humans to create more food for themselves, which is
okay.
Like
it's kind of like a zombie. It's kind of like a zombie apocalypse, only with vampires. Dang, I do not want to be there. Like, no, sir.
And Velka is something else. She's a little spitfire. I really liked her.
A little spitfire?
Well, I was putting it nicely.
I'm like, wow. Yeah.
Remind me of Shino a little bit, because, you know, yeah.
Shino?
Okay, come on. You got to admit, she was, like, okay, number one, Velka knows what she wants.
She don't play. No, she does not. She does not. She has some issues, and that's what Ian loves about her.
Exactly, because he
got issues. Ian is issues.
Right, and both start with an I. Ian issues. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
if you look up issues in the dictionary, Ian's picture is right there. He's smiling.
Mm-hmm, grinning. Because I mean,
and he's grinning
about,
big.
Yeah, talk about an alpha male. I mean, he just exudes that, and he's a dominant, and that's just like. Responds to that, even though she kind of, on some level, she's like, oh my god, yes, but at the same time, she's like, I can't give in too much to him, you know what I mean? So,
but the part that makes me laugh the most, he feels as though that he walks on, like, the world revolves around him. Like,
yes, he does.
I love that. He's like, wait a minute, the sun can't come up because I'm not up yet.
Right? He's like, it revolves around me. Even the dedication in the beginning of the book.
That was the coolest. I love him.
Yes.
I love him. I really do. He's one of the funniest people ever.
Right? He is. I mean, but it's just funny how he acts. But so, we have a rating system that we do for book reviews. And we do flames for the hotness. Okay. As you know, for the sex pot scene, and hearts for the romantic part of it, and fireworks for action. So, like, how many flames would you give this book?
Well, I'm not a real big sex scene person, but there was a lot of that in there, so I'm going to go 5.
Yeah, that's a high zero. So you're like, that's the best then, because it's like 1 through 5. So, yeah, I definitely would say there is a lot of.
There is a lot of that.
Yes, and it's vampires. I mean, there's also a lot of killing, and there's action. But it's sexy at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yep, that's why I think it would be 5 on the fireworks scale.
Yes,
it's like watching John Wick with vampires. I don't know.
Right, exactly. Mine is the gun. Well, no, some people.
Mine is the good.
Because they're fighting for real. And they're werewolves in it, so, yes. But
I
as
love
far
that
as
put
like.
The real on there.
Right? Okay. As far as hearts go, it's the romance part. What would you think?
What romance? There was romance in this book? Oh.
Right.
I'm going to give it a -3. I don't think there was romance. There was
In a way, Ian and Velka, you know, I would say they have a romance. Okay, it's a little twisted and different, but that's definitely a romance. I mean, come on.
That was romance?
Yeah, they were made for each other. What are you talking about? All that back and forth.
They were made for each other, but I don't even think they know what love is.
Okay, I'm talking about romance. I ain't say love. I said romance.
But how can you have romance without love?
Well, people can be romantic and not be it. I mean, well, you know what I mean.
I've never had a romantic situation with someone that I didn't have feelings for.
Oh.
Like, I really don't think they even have feelings for each other. I think they just like each other because they're each other's match. Like,
well,
not
yeah,
like, you know what?
So, I mean, come on. But you know that's going to happen between them. The relationship is going to happen.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to retract my previous statement like Vin Diesel did on Fast and the Furious. I will give it... I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5 for romance simply because one thing I can say is they had each other's back.
Yes, they really did. And
they had the Dom and Letty type relationship.
Yes, you're exactly right. That's a good analogy, yeah. So if you like Fast and the Furious, you're going to love this book. And I'll say 4 hearts because I really kind of like their dynamic as far as romance goes. But 5 fireworks, definitely for the action, the blood.
Yes. Yes.
And 5 fire flames because it is hot. Wait,
and that is
time.
Not.
Hot,
and
hot.
Once again, I'm going to say, this is not the type of book that I read. And I was like, okay, wow, okay. So there are some scenes. This is 18 plus. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there if you don't know. If you are not 18, do not buy this for don't buy this for your 13-year-old kid because you like the cover.
Mm-mm.
You're going to have, don't do it. I'm just going to save you the time right now. So they're going to have some questions for you to have your eyes booked.
Yeah, and if you're over 35 and you don't like blood and gore, don't pick this up. Because you might get tricked.
If you have high blood pressure, take your blood pressure.
Take your pills.
First and your medicine. Because if you don't, there is a possibility you might have some heart palpitations. I'm just trying to go ahead. We're throwing out some warnings for this book. We're going to give as for warnings and triggers, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5.
So on the warning and trigger scale. If you are into vampires and you know and love their world, you're going to love this. And you're going to love this series. The Games of the Underworld, you are definitely going to love it. Between the mafia-like family and bloodline to the action. And that's the way it happens in this world.
Well, Twin, I just thought about something. We can't say if you love vampires, because there's some people out there that love Twilight. And if you love Twilight, you will not like this book. You will not like this book if you like Twilight. Now, if you like Underworld,
Blade,
this will be more your style.
Yes, I agree.
Like if you were in love with Twilight and thought vampires, I just want to have one for a boy. Listen, this is not what you be looking for right here. Like, there's no glistening of the sun. There's no glistening in the sun, and depressed vampire is gonna kill itself because you depressed. If you get depressed, Ian would just laugh at you and keep on walking. I'm just letting you know that he is not your hero. If there was ever a Deadpool like vampire character,
yes, exactly.
I'm just gonna let you know.
Yeah.
Well, she could be like, "What?" He'd be like, "What?"
Right.
Like, I ran out of bullets.
Oh no! Okay, there's one thing.
You can't give it away. No, I know exactly what. No,
are you sure? I'm not saying where the scene is. I'm just saying. Everything can be a weapon.
Anything can be a weapon. I was like, wait a minute.
Right?
That was a wait a minute moment. That was a wait a minute moment.
What did I just read? Let me go back.
I was like, hold on one second.
Exactly.
Let me sit down for a minute in the corner. Like, that was one of the moments when you sit in the corner and just hum. You know?
Yeah.
You in the corner humming. You just hum and nod and read that. I really didn't read that. Yes, you did.
In your head. Like, how much force would you
have? At one point, I accidentally did call the people on YB. Just to make sure she was mentally stable. Like, I was concerned. There was a little concern.
It wasn't really her idea. I will say that. It wasn't really her idea.
From what I hear, someone else was whispering things in her ear.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to call any names.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a very good author, too, so I'm just saying.
He is.
Yeah. Speaking of authors, Miss Silverain, what do you got coming out?
Oh, okay. Well, my release is in June, and it is called Grounded for Love. And Grounded for Love. And it is part of the Rise of the Dread, which is awesome. And it's a world that, I mean, it would take all day to talk about this world, because it is new, it is interesting, it is fun, and we have powered people. It's a fantasy, but it's also paranormal.
Yeah.
We have powered people, and we have people who don't have powers, and
yeah.
My people have powers.
Yes.
And the reason why they is ground is because they're in the ground keeper, the keeper nation. So, yes, and our color is green. So, with me?
Well, I'm just going to tell you something. When I heard Grounded for Love, I thought a teenager got in trouble or something. Like, I was like, Grounded for Love? What? Obviously, she was dating somebody that her parents told her not to. There's a forbidden love in this story based on the name. I'm just telling you.
That's right. Forbidden. She got in trouble. She definitely
got in trouble.
Grounded.
See, listen, women out there, young ladies, if you're listening, you ain't supposed to be on here. But I'm gonna go on to you if you are, because you know y'all teenagers don't be listening to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tell you don't date him, I'm telling you, there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
There is a reason, unless your parents is just crazy and they don't want you dating them for some other reason. But there might be a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And Rise of the Dreads is about to blow up. I have under good authority that Fracture Glory has just reached over 108K.
Yeah.
And is now no longer the prequel. Yeah. There is now a prequel to the prequel that is going to be free. That is.
Wow.
I am letting the cat out of the bag. In fact, I don't even know why there was a cat in there, because I'm allergic. Yeah. There is a prequel to the prequel, because that book became 107+K. We don't know if it's going to end up at 150K.
Wow.
Rise of the Dreads, Fracture of Glory, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the epic fantasy novel that you wish Lord of the Rings was. That's right.
Yes.
J.R. Tolkien, I'm telling
free.
You.
Yeah, it's a fast read, too. I mean, I don't read that quickly, but it kept me involved. You just want to know, okay, what's happening next, you know, because it just flows. It flows.
Yeah, it did. There are some characters in there that I'm still stuck on.
Yeah.
I'm always going from now on forever be like, I should have just bought her a ticket. I'm not going to tell
you what that means. Yes.
I'm not going to tell you what that means, but pick up the book and you will understand.
Yes, you will understand what you mean about that chicken.
Like, Fracture Glory, I'm telling you, HBO, you listen to Netflix, you listen to Hulu, we'll take, who else out there? Tubi, everybody
mm-hmm.
else out there. If you're looking for the next Game of the Thrones, House of the Dragon, Supernatural, you're looking for the next thing that you,
look,
I'm telling you, call the authors of Rise of the Dread. And I'm just telling you.
Mm-hmm.
We got it.
We got, yes. And
we got
speaking of the prequel, yeah, Hunter and John, I just want to tell y'all. That's the people that, you know, there's always that villain you kind of love to hate. But on the flip side, ladies, on the flip side,
here we go.
They are both hot. They are both hot.
No, they're not.
Just the way, yes, these are dominant alpha men that just, they know what to do.
I wanted him to be. I don't want him exploded.
Like I said, the villain you want that you love to hate, but
mm-hmm.
And then we like the bad boys. So you know.
If John and Hunter go missing, look for them at Mahogany Silver Rain's house. I'm just telling you.
I would be tied up in the basement.
I don't know. Well, John possibly, because I mean he's.
Yeah, John don't play, and he has a replicating power.
Yeah, I like his power.
Clones of himself, which is really cool.
I like his powers. His powers are cool.
Yeah.
Do you know how much stuff I could do if I could do that?
Right?
Girl?
I would need an assistant. Shoot, if I could make myself a clone.
I would need an assistant, a PA, or...
Right? Knowing what
I
already want to happen.
I wouldn't be on this show right now, man. I'm working on my bike and everything at the same time.
You do this one, you do that one, and I'm going to sit here and watch you.
Yep. That's how I accidentally, that's how people run in the trees.
What's that movie like that? Multiplicity.
Yes, right. Boom.
That's right.
But the person I thought about most was, Dr. Manhattan on the movie. Remember Dr. Manhattan?
Watchmen.
Yes, remember Dr. Manhattan?
Yes.
That scene with old girl? Yeah.
Yes.
That scene with old girl, I was like, see, that's John right there. That's John.
Yeah, that's John.
That is like the only superhero movie I've ever seen where somebody walked around butt naked and nobody said anything.
Right.
I was like, he is butt naked, like literally. Right. Yeah. He just walking around free. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna tell you to put no clothes on. I was like, I guess when you're that powerful, nobody says that to life.
And I was like, well, I mean, maybe they can't be.
Be like, bro, you know,
giving off this whole.
We know you're powerful and everything, bro, but it just rubbed on my leg. I'm not taking pictures with you. I'm not taking a picture
with you. You got to put a towel or something around your waist.
Right? Put him in the back of the picture.
Like that.
Put him in the back of the picture. No, I don't want to give you no five. No, I don't. I don't want to hug you, five you, nothing.
Mm-mm.
That's when you do the air high five.
We do one of the air high fives. I see. We said
we said it at the same time, right?
It's the Wonder Twins. See, and we do that a lot, people. It is strange, but it's really funny because we'll do that a lot. It's just like at the same time. Like,
and we type the exact same thing at the same time. And it's like not planned. Not planned. It's just meant, boom, we are there.
Just do it. And like, you can call it, what you doing? I'm like,
yep.
And then they're like, never mind, I know what you're doing. And then you'll tell me. And it's like, How did you know? Yeah.
Every time that happens, it's like that scene from White Chicks. How did you know? Like, bro.
Right.
Like, that's the part, right?
Yeah, right?
Here, Chris, I don't
know. I got that stuck in my head because I need you.
And I want you. And I need you.
I said, now you get to me. And now I...
Oh my gosh. Oh, see? Right there. Boom.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Rise of the Dreads is going to kick off with the prequel, then Fracture Glory, and then you right after that. And then right after you is Ground of Blood.
When Day Breaks.
Yeah.
And then.
When Day Breaks, isn't it?
Yes, When Day Breaks.
I think YD is right after you.
Right, she is. Because we're both releasing in June. And then you, Grounds of Blood.
Yes.
About that.
Yes. Well, Ground to Blood, let's just say if you like Wednesday Addams.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, actually, I'm right after you. And then when Daybreak comes after Ground to Blood.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So if you imagine Wednesday Addams with the Dark Phoenix's power with Shigo from Kill Bill, then you have my character. Only she's 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
Only she's 8 years old. Yeah. She, yeah. She is not very.
This kid is not to play with.
No, yeah. She is not to play with. She has been wronged. And there is nothing worse than a wronged person who feels as though they are right in wanting their vengeance.
Yes. And especially, you know, the kid brain and the teenage brain is totally different from an adult brain. So it's really kind of warped that, you know, this poor little kid, you know, because they, you know, they have to manifest powers or not. And if they do, well, she just,
yeah.
She, but when she finds out the truth and her powers manifest, that was it.
Once they manifest, and I'm just going to let you know right now, I feel sorry for anybody that stood up against her, and we just gonna go ahead and tell you right now that Shino is that one. She is the Dark Phoenix. She is everything that we said she is, and she's also from the Keeper Nation.
Yes,
she's from a small spot in the Keeper Nation that some
people
just don't mess with. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you just don't mess with. It's some people that you just don't mess with, and she's one of those people.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that's one of my favorite characters of all time.
Yeah.
And the fact that she actually has a white teddy bear named Rufus.
Rufus. Yay.
That she carries around with her everywhere just makes it even more epic. So
it reminds me of that anime Karen. Her little sister, Anji.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, big brother.
Like, okay, so as you can tell, we are big anime, like, we love anime.
Mm-hmm.
We love comics, yep. We love anime. So, like, a lot of my writing style comes from a lot of things I love, which are comic books and animes, and I love fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely hear that and read that in my reading, in my writing. So
yes.
If you are going to read my style, you are going to have action-packed, fast-paced, storytelling, and then I'm going to rip your heart out, then I'm going to pick your heart back up, stitch it back together, only to rip it back out again.
No.
So,
wow.
I love ripping your heart out.
You kind of rip it with that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of what I do, you know.
Uh-huh. I would definitely say that. I'll get you started. We have action. Yeah, we have a little, you know, a little romance, but yeah, it's going to be. I like action. I love action movies, so, yeah. But,
you
yeah.
do. You don't say that you like action movies, do you?
Of course I do. Oh my gosh.
I love action movies, you know me.
Yes.
So,
you do
sound after.
I will definitely say that.
So I do have another question for you.
In
this Rise of the Dredge, once it gets picked up by HBO, do you have a dress picked out? For when we go to our first show.
I don't think so. I have to think about that for a bit.
I've already got a few outfits picked out who I want to fit by.
Goodness.
You know, I got a few people I want to fit by just in case some pop off.
Mm-hmm.
you know how these award shows have been going lately, so I'm
right.
just saying.
You need to have a celebrity or someone dressed up like she does sit next to you.
Look, I just got to find a cute little girl like to dress up like she know, and I'll be so happy. Have her teddy bear with her. I'll be like, you know what? I'm happy now.
See, that just sounds a little creepy, though.
Like, I'd be like, let her in. She's with me.
Yeah, she's with us.
Like, you ain't got no powers for real, do you? Like, you know, you
right.
dress up a little too good. I don't, you know.
Since I had dreads, or you know, what, yes, we call them locks, though, because there's nothing dreaded about my hair. I would dye mine green just for the premiere, you know?
Yeah,
like
that'd be hardcore.
Yeah.
That'd be hardcore.
Uh-huh.
I, the only thing I probably could be in my character is a Velociraptor. Don't worry, you will find out what that is.
Oh, yes. We have some made-up
creatures.
You will
find out what
that
is if you read our stories,
yes,
because it's introduced in Mahogany's story.
Mm-hmm.
And you will understand that these are some really cool, evil creatures.
Oh, yes, these animals. And some are cute. Some are cute and cuddly.
Some are.
They just look weird. They just look weird.
Okay, it's kind of like you having a pet bear. And, like, you know, the bears are real cute and everything and cuddly. You see them all nice and everything. But then you got the ones that's really in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like these are. You know, you got the ones that are, like, cuddly that just hang out with you and hug you. And then you got the ones that be in the woods, you know, so. You don't know.
The ones in the groundskeeper nation, you never know what you're going to get.
It's like you might have one addicted to cocaine, like Cocaine Bear. I don't know per se if that happened or not, but I'm just saying it might be a bad thing
This is different, you know. This is the fantasy world. So it's not cocaine. I think it's going to be called something else. But you know what it is?
Yeah.
Like those shields.
I can't tell you.
We even have certain fruit that is like.
Why don't you tell us about this purple fruit? Tell us about this fruit.
The ground berries. Yes.
Okay.
This is our nation capital's drink. Like, mm-hmm. It is kind of frothy like a beer, but it's an ale, and it's kind of green. But what mm-hmm. these ground berries do is make you hallucinate if you drink too much of this stuff. But it, like the guy says in Flash of Glory, it will put hair on your chest. So, yeah.
Mm. Even if you're a woman,
that is our number one export. Now, but the flowers only bloom in autumn, so we're like, we have to, when those flowers hit and those fruit come, we got to gather it up right away. Because it only blooms
okay.
the year in autumn. Yes.
That's kind of cool. That's really cool.
But see, now, how these plants are pollinated, but like, instead of a bee, it's something like, but it's a tree bee. It sits and they live inside the tree.
No, that's
and
okay.
If you get stung by one, you want to tell them what happened?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and tell. No, I'm going to let you tell it. Come on. Oh,
no, okay. All right. You get drunk.
Really drunk.
Yes.
You get stone faced drunk. But here goes the problem.
Being stung by it. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm allergic. So how am I going to be drunk and trying to find my EpiPen?
That's why
this
you
is a messed up situation.
Yes. Yeah, so
but what if I'm alone? What if somebody alone cutting grass? It's the groundkeeper nation. What if you cutting grass by yourself? You're just going to be passed out and you're allergic, so you're going to die? Like, that's a messed up situation.
I'm allergic to this insect. I mean, they got little tiny wings. They got 4 pairs of wings. They have 6 legs. And they have this long pointed tail, which injects you with this hallucinogenic drug, which is why they pollinate to the flowers, the ground berry. That's how the ground berry gets its effect. It's from those trees.
And here goes my question. If you are mm-hmm. riding by and you see somebody laid out in the street, you don't know if they drunk or just got stuck. Like,
you okay, it's temporary, though. Like, I don't know if you can hang up, but it's temporary. So, like,
being
you know.
Drunk is temporary. You ain't seen nobody drunk from one beer all week. You said it's temporary. You ain't never seen nobody talk.
You're still like, okay, so stop. They're going to get up. Yeah. But I'm like, you know,
eventually everybody gets up.
Right? So they're not doing it.
You can break your leg.
Take that little nap, you know.
Take a little nap. Okay. Wake up 6 years later. Look, you done got stuck by 6 of them. Now you on a cold.
Well, you shouldn't have gone near that tree.
He was cutting grass. He's in the ground nation. Look, but I'm just saying he in the keeper nation. He was just keeping the grass, doing his job.
Look, they are on farms, okay? They're with the ground berry farm. So it's like, you know, they keep them there for that. But if you just to have that tree in your yard.
You
know,
yeah, right.
You go out and get dick, you get caught, you get stung by one.
You better pray ain't nobody flying no drones around. I'm just saying.
You got you on camera trying to get stung, man. you out of ale.
I'm telling you, you out of luck, bro.
Right.
And then when you lay it out in the street, ain't nobody gonna help you. I'm just letting you know, like,
they don't walk right over you.
We really don't know if you was drunk or if you got stung, so we just gonna leave you there to sleep. I don't know.
Right, you go ahead and let them sleep off. You'll be all right.
Yeah, maybe they were just working too hard.
Yeah, having a little, what is that, a little siesta on the side.
Yeah, like seriously, yeah. Like.
Everybody, you know, shut down. It's siesta time.
They slipped them some no-dos in their hand so they stay woke this time. Here you go. Oh, he ain't open his eyes. Peel a bottle of no-dos. He wake up with some no-dos in his head. Be like, what is this? Dang, my back hurts.
We digress.
Okay, so we know that in this world of Rise of the Dread, different nations,
mm-hmm.
and we spoke about our nation, which is the Groundkeepers,
mm-hmm.
and there's the Intel, there's the Kingdom of Day, there's the Sea Pawns, and then there's the Giants.
And
the Night Kingdom, which I think
mm-hmm.
is cool.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that the next book, hold on, let me look real quick because I don't want to give nobody any false information, have everybody coming after me. Look, don't put
right.
no pitchforks on. Okay, don't be coming after me with no pitchforks. I am a nice man. In fact, I'm so nice, I'm going to tell you. Okay, so that when day breaks, that's going to be in the Day Kingdom, and then
uh-huh.
Sea Pawns come right after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have another Day Kingdom, Giant Kingdom, Ground Kingdom, Day of Darkness, which is written by the wonderful Lauren Hart.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you guys what happens then. But, like, everyone, okay, so if you are going to read our books, like, go and pre-order right now. I'm telling you right
mm-hmm.
now, go pre-order. Because everyone knows that we're coming. Like, that's the thing that I'm trying to tell everyone. It's six kingdoms,
yes.
and we're coming. Like, we are coming.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Exactly what... Yeah, but what is coming, we can't tell you.
Uh-uh.
But there is something coming.
Well, I mean, the title says it all.
Yeah, Rise of the Dreads. But
Rise
what is a dread? Nobody knows yet, so.
Nobody knows. We have no idea yet, so.
All I know is Chino ain't scared.
Everybody
Chino
is sitting
there drinking chocolate
milk. The
big
man. Chino
drinking chocolate milk.
Chino
drinking chocolate milk.
Why do you have chocolate milk?
Because she likes chocolate milk. She ain't, you know, like, I mean, who don't? Name an 8-year-old that don't like chocolate milk.
That's true.
Exactly.
I can't even think of one.
Exactly.
No.
8-year-old that don't like chocolate milk. Exactly.
That don't like chocolate
right
milk.
There.
That's, yeah. Unless they're lactose intolerant.
Okay.
Then they'll have to like something else. Or, oh, no, there's chocolate almond milk, there's chocolate soy milk. So they, I don't know if there's chocolate oat milk yet, but, you know. Hey,
I've learned what almond milk is, and I've started on my journey of a more healthier me, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting used to it.
Yes.
I'm getting used
to
it.
It's vanilla in it. You know, it's really good.
I've never liked milk. I've never liked milk. Milk. If I'm not eating cereal, you will not see me with milk, like, ever.
Yeah, I
so,
like that too.
I'm like,
when I was little, yeah, I drank. What was that, Ovaltine? We mixed in the milk, so that would be the only way you could get me to drink milk. If
yep.
I had a large piece of chocolate cake, then I would actually drink some milk. But like in my
see,
cereal,
right there.
Yeah, that would be the only time. But I put very little milk in my cereal to this day. Because
and it has to be cold.
Yes.
milk.
Yes, and it has to, well, not not cold milk, me, I'm lactose intolerant, so now I use the almond milk, but I still don't fill my whole bowl with it because I like my cereal wet but not soft.
Yeah, I don't like
especially if I'm
cereal,
eating cornflakes or something, or, you know.
It has to have crunch.
It has to have crunch. And if you put too much milk, well, then it turns soggy. And then you've got all this cereal just messed up, yucky.
Quinn, I can ask you a question that has nothing to do with food.
Okay.
Why does almond milk not get cold? What is going on here? Like,
it does get cold. What are you talking about?
Not for real. I had it in the freezer. I was like, bro,
it doesn't
this is not cold enough.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
I've never put it in the freezer. I didn't see any reason to. Like,
because I like my stuff cold.
Mm-hmm. It's cold. Yeah, I do
too.
Yeah,
because I'm cold.
Yeah, it's hot in here.
You about to black out.
I was about to stick my head in the freezer.
There's three penguins that they passed out right there in your living room that are out cold. Somebody
like,
the penguin ain't gonna make it,
y'all. That's right, because she didn't let him out the freezer. But y'all got to move.
The penguin is not gonna make it. They didn't take the temperature as 100.1. She said she had a hot flash.
I did not. I said I had a power surge. Mama had a power surge.
Oh, my bad. A power surge. So now you got
power.
Surge. Okay.
Yes, I got power.
So,
well, I do have a
35
flowing through me, you know. I can't shock
That's pretty lit. That's true. You know, our brains do create electrical impulses as well, so, you know.
Yeah, but I also have electricity in my body.
I know this. It was a joke.
Really?
Did you forget we're twins? Like, I know a lot about you, twin.
I know. But I had to give you, you know, I had to bug you about it.
Aw, I hope it won't wind in a buzz that's going to make me drunk. Don't send one of them over here.
I'm a
get a ticket for...
Over you, see?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't want to get a ticket for stung while driving. Like, that's messed up.
Yep.
Oh, you got an SWD.
You get pulled over for a DUI. You weren't even drinking.
Wasn't even drinking, right?
You're under the influence of the treaty.
Bug flew in here and stung me.
See right here.
Look, I can't get out of this vehicle because I don't have legs. So you do have legs. I'm just going to take a nap real quick. I'm going to take a nap right quick.
I'm pulled over now, so I'm going to take a nap. Or you get busted, pulled over, and you snoozing.
Well, if you pull over, you lay down. Lay out across both seats and go to sleep. Sir, I can see you. Why'd you lock the door? Sir, open the door.
Right? Don't go to sleep in my peace, officer.
Wake up in jail.
What happened?
Resisting arrest. How was I resisting arrest? I don't even remember. Resisting means I fought you. I was asleep. You woke me up from a good dream, too?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. So, I got a question. All the new movies that are coming out, do you have one in particular that you want to see?
Oh, dude, that's hard.
Thank you.
I want to see. You know, that's difficult to choose between those two because John Wick and, you know, because we love DC Universe.
John Wick.
Yes.
We love Baba Yaga.
Yes, we do. And we love, you know, Shazam. Like, we grew up with Shazam.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we grew up with Captain Marvel, and then they changed his name to Shazam, which makes no sense. We can get into that. We can get into that later, because his name was Captain Marvel. So if his name is Shazam, how can he transform without... He can't tell nobody his name. Like, I mean, how do you tell somebody who you are? The other superheroes, they're like, oh, who are you? You just stare around and look, and you write it down. You got a card.
I'm a card to handle. Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's,
right?
You can't even say your name.
Because
like,
he'll just don't try, you know, turn into a game.
Great job, DC, and leaving the rights of Captain Marvel. Great job, Marvel. Y'all wrong for taking that man's name and giving it to Captain Marvel, who used to be Mrs. Marvel. Y'all wrong for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you right now. You could have let her stay Miss Marvel because she ain't all that anyway. I'm just gonna go and tell you right now. Carol Danvers has never been.
Now how we get off the book, and we're supposed to be reviewing books, but I guess the comic
because we're reviewing books. We were viewing books, we were viewing movies, we were viewing everything. I'm sorry.
Right.
I apologize.
We may as well.
Mahogany says, yeah. I'm sorry. On behalf of Mikhail, part of Mahogany says, I'm going to say I'm sorry for not sticking to books. I'm the M in Mahogany says, because I don't have a part of the title.
Well, yes, you do. So, Mikhail and Mahogany says, like, okay, Mikhail and Mahogany, we say, the books that we have talked about, we already gave them 5 flames to March for Desecration. And then my book, I can't rate my own book.
Yes,
but,
Round of Love,
But your book, I got to read a little bit. I got to read the rough draft, so.
Her book is a 5 for love. Fireworks is a 4.5 because she ain't finished the rest of the fight scene.
Alright, I'll take that.
She ain't finished the rest of the fight scenes yet. So it's a 4.5. And then we got a 5 for the flames because I know she brings it. So there we go.
Right now,
we is at a 9.899. But when she finishes, it's going to be a 10, 11 plus book. So there.
11 plus.
That's a mic drop moment.
Okay. Yeah, well, I would definitely say yours. Definitely have fireworks. 5 fireworks for action. There's a lot of action in his book.
Yes.
And there's
action,
some heartfelt moments. They really are some heartfelt moments, like when she finds Damien. So
yeah,
I mean,
that's some heartfelt.
That's a lot of love there. And, I mean, it's not the romantic love that, you know, we're supposed to have, but it's the form.
It's brother sister love. It's brother sister love.
Yeah, like we got. What? You're just my twin. You know, you're a brother from another mother.
Yes, we are.
My twin. Yeah.
Always twins. Always twins. This is just, it's so much fun doing this show with you. Like, I love it.
Yes. Like, I do too. It's you know, it's great having someone I can banter back and forth with. And, it, you know, because I do that with my guests, but it's like, I guess you're like my sidekick.
Yeah. I'm your tall kick.
Yeah. Okay.
We've met in person.
Yes, and he's really tall.
Very much.
I get it.
Yeah. She's my little twin.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen the movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Boom. There we go.
That's right. Twins. Yep. I'm Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Come on now. Like, gonna throw a classic out there right quick.
Oh, yes, you did.
Everybody
oh
under
God.
30 is confused. Everybody under 30 right now is confused.
Like, who? What? just look it up. You got Google. You can just look it up. You know.
Everybody now is running to their streaming networks. What is that on?
What is that?
Exactly.
Like, you know, and the Wonder Twins. When you have to explain that to the, you know, under 30 and under.
Yeah,
you know.
Nobody knows who the Wonder Twins are. You know, I mean, like the Wonder Twins were lit.
Yes, they were.
Because it was on the Super Friends, and the Super Friends came out in the '80s, so
that's
nobody
right.
really knows. You know, the Super mm-hmm. Friends were cool.
Yes, they were.
You know,
that's
so.
Why. Yep, and they had twins. It was a guy and a girl, the Wonder Twins. So,
but
yep.
their powers were kind of lame. Shape of a bucket. You know.
Okay. Yeah. But
shape
know.
Of a bucket. Okay.
Shape
form
of
water. So you just turned into a bucket of water that was our power, okay?
Yeah.
Shape of right. a broom, form of a dustpan.
Look, we shapeshifted, okay? We got so you know that's a cool power. That's in our keeper nature.
They just,
so.
But we just need them to have a little bit more imagination. That's all.
Yeah. I mean,
a little bit more imagination.
You know, it was the '80s. We'll give it that.
He just needs a little bit more imagination. That's all
yes.
I'm saying.
That's all right. Our Wonder Twins connection is a lot better.
A lot like, better, yeah.
Crazy creative and just... we think it's
yeah,
great stuff.
Which makes it work, like, you know.
Yeah,
you know, like we would definitely take care of some business. That's all I'm saying. We ain't worried.
Oh yeah, nope, not a problem.
Not at all.
I might be short, but I got a cane.
I'm tall. I hit my head on stuff. I built up a resistance to head shots from all the stuff I hit my head on.
You all the doorways are just below.
Hit my head on so many ceiling fans and chandeliers. I'm used to it now. When I hit my head, I'm like, dang, that hurt a little bit. And I keep on going, like, you know, most people.
But, okay.
Most people just lay out on the floor. I'd be like, I'm good.
She's like, yeah, walk it off. So
yep, take a salt tablet. Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so before we lose any more time, we definitely say, please, pre-order the Games of the Underworld series and the Rise of the
yes.
King series. You are,
yes.
they are awesome. And,
amazing.
And we've got some amazing authors on there. We have Sage Young. We've got YD. We have you. We have me. We have Lauren.
Yes.
Lauren Hart.
Nope.
And
she is amazing.
Yes. Mariah. Mariah
yeah.
Kingsley.
Jade.
Jade Royal. And
yeah.
Andrea. Andrea Campbell Lewis. Or Lewis Campbell.
We've got
L. Kaysen. Yes. And
Kenya
Gorey Bell, yes, and my girl Brianna Mallory, she's a great writer. Definitely, I fangirl over her every time.
Yeah, well, I be fangirling for real. Like, look, I be fanboying for real. Like, I'm telling you, there's some awesome out there.
You go fangirl for real.
look, I'm gonna tell you right now. I get excited when I see some people release books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to pre-order it. Like, look.
Right.
Being the
like,
inbox.
My
I can't believe you released it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
I get excited. Why is you taking so long? They'd be like, at this release, I'm not going to make the sequel in 2 weeks. I'm like, why?
Like, this is so good. You know. But then again, you read really fast. He's like the speed reader.
I have issues with reading.
He just like, I gotta know.
Yeah, that's it. Like, my mind, it like, what I read, like, it picks it up so fast. And, like, I catch everything. Like, I catch everything that I'm reading. So, like, I don't speed read and then, like, miss everything and skip over. No, I just read it. And then, like, I'm
reading. Reading comprehension. Like, seriously.
That's my mom. My mom made me read the National Geographic every day. From the time I was 7. Yeah.
Yep.
Time I was 7 years old, I was 15. Yeah.
Because they had a lot of National Geographic, sure did. Encyclopedia.
Yep, didn't have a choice.
Yeah. We didn't have
Kids today have... Yeah, look, kids today got Google and Wikipedia, and we had dictionaries and encyclopedias. That's all we had. Like, if you want to know something, you better go to the library.
You better, exactly. You gotta go to the library. You're gonna have to read about it.
And the Dewey Decimal System is your friend.
Right.
The Dewey Decimal System is your friend.
I don't think we should know about the Dewey Decimal System now. but you homeschool, so they probably do.
Yeah, they know how to find a book. So
yep, there you go.
Oh my gosh!
But it has been great, you guys, listening tonight to our crazy butts talk about different books and the reviews that we give them. And yes, definitely, we recommend these books and these series. And there are, you know, plenty more, so we'll be back with more books. We'll try to do at least one live book review each month and possibly a live read, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Because he might read too fast and I'll read too slow.
I will not. I will not listen. Audience, I do not read that fast. You can understand me. And if my voice sounds sexy over the airways, trust me, it's only half of how good I look. It's only half of how good I look, but I'm taken.
Yes, he is taken, ladies and gentlemen. He's taken. So
I'm taken like Liam Neeson. I'm just letting you know. So
there you go. Yep, she will find you and hunt you down. All right.
Literally.
She will find you and hunt you down. Oh, she will hunt you down and find you. That's what it is. But anyway, thank you all for joining us tonight on the Mahogany.
And I'm Mikhail.
Yes, with Mikhail Wilson and the Mahogany Silver Ring. I hope you enjoy your evening with blessings, peace, and love. Anything you want to add, Twin?
And soul.
Okay.
You have been listening to the Mahogany Says Show with your host, Mahogany Silverine, on Blog Talk Radio, mahoganysilverine.net. Thank you and good night.